Seth Joyner, let's get back before we get joined, hopefully by Rick Goslin in a minute for the Dallas Morning News. As you listen to the different things going on in Miami, what is beginning to be the big distinction between the two teams? We talked about the underdog factor. Many people say that this is also just the fact that it's Manning's time, that may be the edge itself and the confidence brimming from what he did in the last game. How do you see it?
I don't know. You know, I look at the whole Manning thing, and I think there's so much emphasis put on, you know, him playing well and winning this game, because this is going to be the game that defines him and cements his name, you know, in football lore greatness. He hasn't played well under pressure situations, you know, Nick. And I have to go back and look at how he played throughout the entire playoffs. For all intents and purposes, he played one good half of football in three games in the playoffs. Two touchdowns and six interceptions. That's very un-Manning-like. In the first half, New England was able to get tremendous pressure on him, really just had him confused. And they were coming with some different blitzes and some different things and whatnot. When you look at the Chicago defense, they have the ability to get on him. If they can get the run under control, they have the ability to get on him with just the four guys that they have up front. And I'm just of the mindset and of the belief that, you know, that I still think the way that you beat Indianapolis, the way that you beat Peyton Manning, is you put constant pressure on him all the time. You don't allow him to sit in the pocket and pick and choose who he wants to throw that ball to. And I think the Chicago defense has enough pass rush. They've got enough pass rushers. They've got enough different schemes that they can create that pressure.